A hoe is a hoe, right?
Do I not reward her for a nice body?
Will she be sitting on your lap?
The female brain?
Women are everywhere. We're letting them play.
You guys ready? It's time for something new.
Everyone, welcome Brandy.
I'm never calm when things are coming at my face.
How am I going to say I have a diaper fetish if I can't post a picture of myself
We're not
in a diaper?
Being diaper Sam.
Everyone, this is Lindsay.
Bitch, they swim.
Daddy better make me choke.
I hope you need so many abortions.
How do we do it?
We don't.
Daddy, you introduce us. And then we don't have to do it ourselves.
Daddy at the intro desk.
This is episode 17. This is Brandy and Lindsay.
That sounded
Here
bad
we
too.
Are. Thank you, Daddy.
Nope, Daddy.
Applause.
Daddy. Nope. No applauses. Just come on with my face.
Here
oh,
it
you
goes.
Have two dicks?
Two dicks.
Did they come at the same time? Oh, shit. So I got to be on the lookout. Ooh,
Speaking of two dicks, I read a story.
What?
The other day.
Two is better than one?
Where a man who was famous in, like, I guess the late 1800s, early 1900s, when they did freak shows, he had three legs and two dicks. Two functioning dicks.
But were they tiny?
I don't know. He was married and had a bunch of kids, so they couldn't have been too
tiny.
Wait,
wait, wait. Do you have twins if you have two dicks? Like, if you come... Wait, I have so many questions. We can't get into
No, I just think you have double the chance of getting pregnant. Because there's two dicks coming in you, if you can fit them both in at one time.
Oh, if you can fit both. Well, that
Or you do one in the ass, you do one in the pink, one in the stink.
No, there's no way that he can have two dicks that are, like, a good length and girth.
He had three.
I bet they're tiny.
He had three legs, all normal size legs.
What? Okay, all right.
I know, wild, right?
Anyway, that's...
Wild.
That's a lot of information that you just threw at me at once.
I'm going to...
We were little hoe bags tonight.
I'm just going to let everyone know before we continue on with this episode, we have literally zero prepared. We've done no research. We went and had some margaritas and now we're here. So you're going to get what you get and enjoy it. Yeah, so earlier today we went to...
Your mom's house?
The Beltline and we had some margaritas. We had a frozen margarita. In my mind, I thought it wouldn't be as strong as a normal margarita, but it was double the strength, I think.
They asked. They said...
They said double or single.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say one shot, and I was like, that's not what they said.
I said double single, or single. Baby.
We said single. And maybe we've had a margarita from this place before, but a regular one, it was way stronger.
Yeah.
Maybe I told Brandy maybe the person that came in and made the drink in the morning.
Yeah, I was like,
because, you know, it was a frozen margarita
today.
Machine.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Yeah.
I would, dude, if I had a dick and I opened the store in the morning, I would just jizz all in that shit.
You just come in everything.
Just like, in high school when you had the soft serve cup.
Yeah.
Machines. Everyone loved those. Like, remember? People were, like, obsessed with that chocolate, like, soft serve. What happened? Something happened in the kitchen.
We just heard a calamity, and we said, what happened? And Daddy in the kitchen desk said, cats.
So, you know the soft serve machine that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would come in that, too. But then that takes me back and makes me think of how somebody put suppositories in that thing one time. Remember? That was our senior prank.
No.
That was another, like, yeah, they did that as a senior prank. They put suppositories in the
or
chocolate.
Or laxatives?
Machine. That's what I meant. Wait, suppository. Oh, well, same
well,
thing.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, it could be, yeah. I wasn't too far off.
They
Sorry.
Put laxatives? I did
yeah,
not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so people would shit themselves. I think that's what happened.
Gross. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I remember that someone put, like, crickets in the toilet or some stupid bullshit
Ew.
Like that. And
gross.
Like,
I don't like that.
I heard one time, and I think this is just one of those things people say about their schools that didn't really happen, but I always heard that before we were at Central, someone did a prank where they released three pigs in the school.
Yeah, I remember that.
They painted a one, a two, and a four on them, so that after they found those three, they were still looking everywhere for number three.
That's fucking amazing.
And could never find it, obviously.
I like that. I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we did one. Did we do a senior prank? I'm sure we did. I just didn't
I thought
know
someone
about
put
it.
Crickets, like
was that
released
for us?
Crickets or something stupid like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Which is really dumb.
I really can't remember because that was so fucking long ago.
Yeah. I don't understand the releasing cricket thing. I remember one time I was with my mom. I was younger, like middle school. One of the many women at her salon were getting married. And my mom was like, oh, while they got married at Lake Lanier. While they were having their ceremony, my mom's like, we got to go decorate the car for them to drive off in. And I'm thinking, like, the just married in cans and bullshit. Yeah. No, my mom had, I don't know where she got them, two dead fish, like long dead fish, and a can of crickets, live crickets. And she put a dead fish under the driver's seat, a dead fish under the passenger seat, and released crickets in their car.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening? She's like, it's a normal prank people do on weddings. I'm like, I've literally never heard of this.
Mom, where did you find this?
Where did you find fish and crickets? This is insane. Well, but that's what we did. We put fish under her driver's seat and released crickets in their car.
What was this?
This was when I was in like middle school.
Okay.
So like, a long time ago.
I don't remember this. Well, yeah.
And as you can tell, we've done no research for this episode.
No, we're going. We're doing fine. We don't need research for what?
I mean, like show prep. Like, we're going to talk
show
about
prep.
I don't sound like that.
Stop. No, we can talk about anything. I mean, I don't. We'll do our normal thing. We'll do our hinges.
Oh yeah.
Later. Oh no, we do have things to talk about. You have gone on 3 dates.
Oh, I have gone on 3 dates.
One guy. I mean,
with one man. Really.
The third one was like
up.
2 nights ago.
Yeah. It was on Thursday night.
Yeah, we're just still waiting on him to show her his hog.
Haven't seen his hog. Haven't touched his hog.
We've never called it a hog.
Haven't put my mouth on his mouth.
He talks about hogs, but we haven't seen his hog. We've only seen his dog's hogs.
We've only seen the dog's hogs. And
dog's
those are
hogs.
Some big old dog hogs.
They're all big old pit bull hogs.
Yeah. So I haven't seen his hog yet.
I think he's embarrassed because his dogs have bigger hogs.
We don't know that.
We don't. But that's why we need him to fucking prove it.
That's why we need to see it, sir. Show
Come
us
on.
The hog.
Yeah, just show it to us.
I was in his bed basically making out with his dog.
I mean, she's not lying.
But not him.
She's not lying.
No.
And then he was like, my dog's got more than I did.
And I was like, they did.
Maybe you need to.
I said, you got to catch up now. So we'll see what happens if I hang out with him again.
If you hang out with him again.
When I hang out with him again.
Ass.
When I hang out with him again, we'll see if
when
I see
Brandy,
his hog.
When Brandy asks.
Yeah, when I'm like, hey, when are we going to hang out again?
No, but for real, you should. Like tomorrow.
So we'll see. Oh, maybe tomorrow.
Or the next.
So we'll see if we see any hog action.
I really don't like hog, but I'm going to go with it.
But the problem
makes
is...
makes me feel gross.
Well, what we were talking about is if you call it a hog...
Hogs maybe
that implies that it is a big, chonky thing.
Yeah.
Because if you say hog and it turns out to be small...
I need for you to live up to this.
Straight to jail.
Jail.
You are in jail.
Against the law.
You cannot say you have a hog and then it be a piglet.
No. Because I have never heard anyone call dicks hogs. And I'm into it. But only if you live up to the hog.
The hog better have length and girth. I've seen some big old hogs, okay?
Yeah. I mean, the dogs have big old hogs.
The dog hogs are huge hogs.
So...
just massive hogs and balls in your face.
And he does this thing, which is very funny, I think, where he'll just send Brandy a video and it's him in the bed with his blankets like up, like by his belly button maybe.
Yep.
And then he'll lift his blanket up. And we're like, oh no, we're about to see his hog. We're about to see his fucking hog. This is going to be so fucking amazing to watch. And then it's one of his dogs in between his legs, which is hilarious.
Funny.
It's great. But he's really building this thing up.
Yeah.
You
there's
know,
been a lot of hog buildup.
There's been a lot of hog buildup. So I'm into it if he can live up to it.
Yeah. If his reputation
the suspense
is correct.
It's killing me.
It really is.
It's killing me.
It really is.
So if he takes his hog out and it is just so fucking hoggy, like girthy, lengthy, I'm all for it. I'm
Hallelujah.
Like, you are my hero.
Thank you.
But if it goes the other way, I'm going to be so fucking disappointed and like real disappointed.
I will be disappointed as well.
Like hogs.
Especially because.
Hogs are nothing anymore.
I got a hog in my mind. If when it's happening, he takes his clothes off and there's not a hog, don't think I can continue. I'll have to be like, whoa. Wait,
no, you know why?
Where's the hog?
Because you've been there, done that, and you know.
Yeah, I paid my dues with the little tiny deed.
No, nobody's going to whip out their little pussy hog and be like, you want to suck my hog?
Yeah, they're
if
not
it's
gonna,
not there.
Yeah, and don't pull out your dick and say, you want to suck my cock or whatever you said.
And make me
and
think
then
in
I
my
think,
head, where? What hog?
This is not a hog. This is not a cock.
Be
what
like,
is this?
No, I'll suck your dog's hog before I'd suck your little pussy ass bitch shit.
Yeah, come here, boy. Let me put that hog in my mouth. Show you what you should really do.
Yeah, let me grab him. Balls.
I'm not, no more of this. Let's see. Maybe he knows what to do with it. No.
Maybe he knows what to do with it. Maybe not. No.
That's all the men with tiny dicks say. They're like, it's about how you use it. No.
No, if it's not there, it's not fucking there.
If
I don't
it's not there,
fuck
you can't
you do with
make
it.
Something happen out of nothing.
I don't care what you do with it. I don't care if you can fucking like come money. Like, I'm still not going to like it. I mean, that might be good.
If you can come money, let's get fucking married right now, and I'll just hand job
married,
you every day.
Not married, just maybe, like...
You can make another transaction.
So, we're going to... We'll let you... I mean, I think if Brandy's cool with it, when she sees the hog, if it's... No matter what way it goes, we're going to let you know.
Oh, we will definitely
let
you know.
Follow up on when, this hog business.
When he whips it out, I'm like, hey, can I need to take a photo of this to send to Lindsay just to see on what level this is a hog.
It's fine.
We got it's the hog
it's
barometer.
Normal. It, don't worry about it. It. Cool? We good?
Yeah.
I got to send it to Lindsay.
It's called accountability.
No, you know what you know what happens is like you text me and you're like, the hog's about to come out. And then I just like pop up in the door.
Yeah.
Like I'm there wherever you are. I'm all business. I'm just writing notes.
She's like one of those court sketch people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
She's drawing what she sees.
I'm a court
sketch. Is this a hog? Is this a hog?
That's it.
I need the evidence. I get hogged down.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, this hog passes my test. I'm going to hog on too.
It's science.
Yeah, duh.
Fine. It's fine.
Everybody loves to fuck.
Oh.
What?
What? Normally we're watching Duval Street when we're talking to you or
but now we're,
CPR, so I'm going to look up and see who's streaming tonight.
Yep.
We found a new bar.
We sure did.
In Fort Lauderdale called Elbow Room, and only the finest and classiest of people attend Elbow Room, and it is a good time to watch that one, so.
Elbow Shroom.
So all of you that have said you've enjoyed the Key West cam, you'll love Elbow Shroom.
Who's?
No, someone tweeted me like at the beginning of this podcast. It was like, I'm so glad you guys told me about the Duval Street camera.
Oh, good.
One person.
Yeah, they are.
But in your mind, lots of people.
I bet they're glad.
See if Elbow Room is on.
The person with three legs, though, where's the third one?
Oh, right down the center.
Where
I'm going to show you his picture.
No, it's I think I'm all right.
Nope, you're going to see it. Mm. It's not gross.
It's weird, though.
I mean, he's just got a full on, he looks like an octopus. Oh, here we go. Frank Lentini.
Frank Lentini.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Mm-hmm. He was born in Sicily, Italy in 1889.
Oh.
He was born with three legs, 4 feet. So if he only has three legs, not sure where the fourth foot is.
Yay.
16 fingers, 2 sets of genitals, two dicks there. I guess that means 4 balls if it was full sets. Here's a picture of him when he was in freak shows. He's got 2 legs on a stool and his center leg on the ground.
He is a spider.
He looks like, yeah.
He is going to kill me.
Still not sure where the fourth foot is.
I don't like it at all.
He's got 4 foot and 3 legs. Oh. Maybe he's on the end of his extra penis.
I don't know.
So, haven't met anyone else on Hinge. Just still getting weirdos. But we'll go through some Hinges with you. And
because
I'm sure you all know. But again, if you don't know, Hinge is an online dating app. I have a profile myself. And then Lindsay has a profile for me where she clearly states that she is my best friend looking for matches for me. And so we like to go through and play some of the craziest ones for you because they have voice prompts. And
I got one.
Never good.
We got Stuart.
Oh, Stuart.
All right. He says his most irrational fear. Ready?
Ready.
My most irrational fear is probably escalators. I will go out of my way as far as possible to avoid having to go up or down an escalator. I'm afraid of it eating me, basically.
Stuart, you don't really have to go that far to get around an escalator. It's called stairs. They're probably right next to it. Or an elevator. Not a big issue.
Woo-hoo. That was real insane.
I think you can live without worrying about escalators.
Oh, wow.
Andrew is in the dark.
His picture's crazy.
Wow.
He says, we'll get along if you love food and anime.
Well, I like food. Don't really care for anime.
All right. Oh, Patrick says his go-to karaoke song is Ice Ice Baby Vanilla Ice.
What a goofball. here's Lloyd. Lloyd has tried to match with me.
Uh-oh.
He has a voice prompt.
Oh, good.
It says,
Can't wait.
Quick rant about
the term dating apps, which is a misnomer. They should be called blind introduction apps.
I can't. Brandy, I can't. I'm sorry. It's really, there's too much to go
Lloyd,
now.
Lloyd, you just want to use misnomer. Okay, so.
What's happening?
I'm just scrolling through Hinge now. Here's David. He says something that I hope is like a line from a movie or joke that I'm not getting. But he says, I'm convinced that everyone is a sexy baby. And I'm a monster on a hill.
Okay. Maybe this is a fetish?
Everyone's a sexy baby?
I don't know. He might like babies. We've seen.
Adult babies.
Yeah, adult people that act like they're babies. Because they want to be a baby.
So he thinks everyone's a sexy baby. I don't want to ever think a baby is sexy.
I have D here who says to me, relaxation is...
Tell us.
Red tube near your shoulder to inflate the vest. The mask is equipped with a water-activated light.
Okay. All right. Wow. Cool. That's stupid.
I didn't think someone on Hinge could find a douchier way to say they like to travel.
Hoo-wee.
Here's Joe.
All right.
If loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Okay.
Reese's peanut butter eggs. I'm terrified to have them in the house.
All right. God, Joe. Jesus. Somebody said he loves to do stuff on his laptop.
So cool.
Okay, I got one. Ty, T-Y-E. He has a life goal and he wants you to know about it.
Tell us, Ty.
Lifetime goal is to make a movie about my life.
All right, bye.
My life goal is to make a movie about my life. Wow.
Oh, Ricardo, you look confused.
Oh, Jamie also has a life goal.
All right.
Life goal of mine would be to... buy a plot of land on a mountain lake, build a pretty cool cabin.
I'm bored.
Me too. I'm like, shoo.
Shoo, shoo.
All right, I got one. Joe. Cool. Oh, I hope this is not.
Same Joe.
It's the same Joe.
Same Joe.
I hate it.
Classic Joe.
God damn it. Oh, wait. Hold on. I got to go back. What's his name, Brandy?
Angelus.
Okay. He's weirdly attracted to.
All right.
Honestly, I don't think it's weird, but... I'm attracted to a woman who embraces her quirkiness.
Okay. Oh, God, fucking
quirky.
Turns me off so much.
Yeah. Here's Michelle.
All right.
His voice prompt is the biggest risk he's ever taken. We're going to guess.
Travel.
It's moving.
Moving is
moving
what I meant.
Somewhere.
Yeah,
it's what they always choose. So here,
always.
Biggest risk Michelle's taken.
I think the biggest risk that I've ever taken was... going from one industry to the next.
Same thing. Same. Ow.
You mean
my tooth.
Getting
same
a new
thing.
Job.
All right. Garrett, G-E-R-R-I-T, which is stupid, says his favorite line from a movie.
My God.
I'm a fiend for mojitos.
Okay.
All right.
How do you say Andre.
He has a really good travel story he wants you to know about.
Let's hear it.
Okay. The best travel story. There's so many of them, but I guess the most interesting one when I was traveling from Geneva to Moscow and ended up in Brussels and then Helsinki and then St. Petersburg.
That's so fucking
so
funny.
You got lost?
What like, a cool travel story.
And I hate when they act like they didn't pick the prompt. He's like, travel story. I mean, there's so many. Gosh, you really put me on the spot here. You chose it.
Katori. Oh.
Maybe.
Katori? He just had one thing he asks of you.
Oh.
Be yourself.
Thanks, Katori. Chris here.
All right, Chris, what you got?
He's got a dad joke for us.
I can't wait.
I have a joke about a broken clock, but it's not the right time.
Okay. Wow.
That's not good.
Here's Kendrell. Kendrell has a picture with lions, and he wants to say, what if I told you that?
So I've gone on 876 first dates.
All right. I can't.
If you've gone on 876 first dates and none of them worked out, Kendrell, maybe the problem is you.
Yeah.
Here's Rashad. He chose an interesting one. It's if we won the lottery, which really presumptuous of you to assume we are in a spot where we're going to play the lottery together. But if we win the lottery, this is what we're going to spend it on.
Traveling the world.
Oh, I'm sure that's exactly right.
Rashad, you're so creative.
Tony here has a daily essential.
Oh, tell me.
Coffee in the morning and working out in the afternoon. That's how it be. Let's chill, shorty.
He had to have felt some media regret when he tried to say shoddy.
The thing is, he didn't. That's the
problem.
Let's
chill, shorty.
Ready? This is the guy.
Oh, my God.
Not with you.
That's the first time he's ever said it, and it did not work out for him.
Woo-wee.
Let's chill, shorty.
Shorty. Wow. Oh, all right, let's see if I got any more.
Sterling.
All right. I like Sterling.
He wants someone who...
I want someone who... is very intelligent and can teach me some things. I must admit, I know a lot, but I don't know everything.
Okay, you dumbass.
So you can teach me some things.
I can't.
That I don't know. I'd be very impressed. Obviously.
Ew, you're so full of yourself.
Brett here has a dad joke for us.
He looks like a dad.
How do you titillate an ocelot? You oscillate, it's tit-a-lot.
Okay, fuck you, Brett.
I don't ever want to hear him say tit again.
Yeah. Ramadan.
I think that's it. Ramadan
says to not hate him if.
I really love to dance. I really love to go out and enjoy myself and celebrate life.
I mean, he would have been better off being like, I really love pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would have liked him more.
Here's Jesus A.
Jesus.
Or Jesus A.
Fuck yes.
I don't know where Jesus B is, but Jesus A says, I know I found the one when.
Okay.
When she texts me good night and good morning.
Okay, aww, that's hilarious.
Adorable little adorable.
Jesus. Cute, and I love it. And Les says he feels most supported when.
When someone listens to understand, not just to respond.
He's talking about when somebody cups his ball sack.
Yeah, that's when he feels it.
He's like, I feel most supported when you when fucking you titillate
juggle my balls. All right, I'm going to try to find one more here.
Dudes love when you just like, you know, just
jiggle them a little bit.
Like this. Like just cup them. That's the word I was looking for. You cup them and you do a little teasing.
Yeah. All right, we got one more for you here.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's Amon-Ra.
Say it fast.
Amon-Ra.
Okay.
Amon-Ra
says, say it like you're having sex with him and he's like really
Amon-Ra. Yeah. Amon-Ra.
She's like, I'm gonna ride it.
You call that a little hog, Amon-Ra?
I'm gonna raw.
Dirty little pig, baby.
Make me Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra.
He has something that's a non-negotiable for him.
It's his.
Somebody who doesn't have goals. I mean, what are you doing with your life?
Okay, I mean, fuck you, Amon-Ra, because you know what? Goals are stupid when you can't ever have.
Ever have.
I don't know. I just think that's so fucking stupid.
That's so stupid.
Like a goal?
What are you even doing?
What kind of goal when you're an adult, honestly? Like, what's your goal? To not fucking starve to death and die? Like, I don't.
To pay my fucking bills?
Yeah, like, fuck you, bro.
Fuck you, bro. Fuck you, Amon-Ra. So yeah, that will do it for episode 17.
Yeah.
Of Tits, Two of the Skates.
Fucking suck like most people. How about that?
Yeah, we've learned a lot today. Don't call it a hog if it's a tiny piglet. Don't say stupid things on your Hinge account.
Always show your titties and your ass in public.
Always show your titties and your ass public.
Because we do and we did.
Yeah, free the titties, free the ass, all that stuff.
Yeah, why can bros not wear shirts?
Yeah, you have nipples too.
It's so fucking hot. Like, I just did not want to have a shirt on at all today when I was outside. Yeah. But guess what? I have to.
Yeah, because we're women and because we're
otherwise,
oppressed.
That's unacceptable.
Yeah. Free the nipple. Like,
what the fuck is wrong with that?
Free the nipple.
Ugh, stupid.
And we will wrap this up now. We will talk to you next week.
Just like you should make sure you wrap your dick up.
Yeah, every wrap single time.
Wrap that hog.
Wrap your hog. Wrap your piglets.
Wrap that wrap hog, 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 hog. Do not fucking use that hog without a wrap.
No, never. Never.
Wrapper. Otherwise, you know what happens. Babies.
Yep.
We don't need any more of those.
We're really helping the world out here.
We got lots.
And we are going to eat now, and then we're going to talk to you next week.
And then...
He does. He comes on my face. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.